Hare Krishna. On this sacred occasion associated with Sri Kashishwar Pandit, let us contemplate on his glory. Sri Kashishwar Pandit is a personification of humility and dedication in extraordinary ways. Sri Kashishwar Pandit was a disciple of Ishwarpuri. In that sense, he is a god brother of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And yet, Srila Ishwarpuri instructed Kashishwar Pandit and Govinda to go to Puri and serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Kashishwar Pandit immediately surrendered to the instruction of his spiritual master and became a servant of his own god brother. Of course, everyone knew at that time that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is himself the Supreme Lord, come as a Channa avatar, come as the Lord in the mood of a devotee. But still, he is teaching over here, surrender to the instruction of the Guru, and even if the Guru instructs that serve your god brother, almost as a menial servant, one should be ready for that. Now, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also exemplifies another aspect of Vaishnava etiquette. He said that, you know, how can I take service from my god brother? That is not possible. He was extremely reluctant. But then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu consulted senior Vaishnavas over there, like Sarvam Bhattacharya and others, and they said that yes, the etiquette is important, but the instruction of the spiritual master supersedes the etiquette. And if this, in this instruction of the spiritual master that they should serve you, then you should not deprive them of the opportunity to follow the instruction of the spiritual master. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu consented. Now, Kashishwar Pandit was very strongly built, and when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced, there are two factors could take the kirtans out of control. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, while dancing, would be in such ecstasy that hundreds and thousands of people would come to see his dance. And when he would dance in ecstasy, he would jump and fall and run and move completely in arbitrary ways, like a divine madman, divyonmad, as Chaitanya Charitamrita calls it, divine madness. Sometimes he would fall right in the midst of the crowds, and things could become very chaotic. Or on the second factor would be that sometimes the crowds would want to rush in to touch Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet, to get his mercy in that way. And that could also be dangerous. So Kashishwar Pandit, with his strong body and his strong arms, would keep the crowds away and would enable Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to drink the nectar of kirtan without any distractions at all. And thereafter, when the devotees would sit for prasad, Kashishwar Pandit would be eager, although he was a senior devotee of the same level in generation wise as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, still he would personally serve prasad to all the devotees. And he was one of the primary devotees who would arrange for serving prasad whenever major festivals would take place, when Haridas Thakur disappeared from the world, when the Vaishnavas, hundreds of them from Bengal, would come to Vrindavan, to Puri. And like this, he was ecstatically serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And one day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got a message from Rupa Goswami that after great effort, Rupa Goswami had rediscovered the deity of Govinda Dev. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was jubilant that the deity which had been lost for a long time has now come back. And he felt that Rupa Goswami needed more and more help so that he would be able to arrange for the proper worship of Govinda Dev deity. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called his trustworthy associate and servant Kashishwar Pandit and told him, please go to Vrindavan to assist Rupa Goswami in the service of Govinda Dev. Kashishwar Pandit was devastated on hearing this. And he humbly folded his hands in front of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and told him with tears in his eyes, my dear Lord, if I go away from you, within a moment my heart will split into two, and yet I cannot disobey your instruction. Please guide me as to what I should do. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so touched by the love of his devotee that he manifested a magnificent deity, the deity of Krishna, which was so attractive, just like the original form of Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him that this is my gift to you. So the Lord gave Krishna to his devotee in the form of the deity. This is a gift that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave to very, very few devotees. personally giving a deity that he had manifested to an intimate associate. And he told him, in this way, I will always be with you. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, right with the deity, sat down to take prasad that it was being served by Kashishwar Pandit. And Kashishwar Pandit, seeing this reassurance and this love of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, agreed. And he took that deity, which came to be known as Gaur Govinda. And carrying that deity with him, he traveled from Puri, long journey to Vrindavan. And in Vrindavan, lifelong thereafter, he served the two Govindas, the Govinda deity which had been discovered by Rupa Goswami, and the Gaur Govinda deity which had been given by Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to him. And later on, this Gaur Govinda deity was also moved to Jaipur. And in the Sararth, Deepika, it is said that actually it is by the grace of Kashishwar Pandit that this beautiful deity of Krishna, of Gaur Govinda, came to Western India and blessed the people of Western India. So we can meditate on how, on considering the example of Kashishwar Pandit, how we can serve with humility and sacrifice in whatever situation we are put in, so that we can please the Lord and gain His mercy. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.